Now to a little boy who's become a symbol of the gun violence plaguing the city of Chicago. There were more than 500 murders there last year, and while the number and pace has fallen this year, there's been a string of shootings in which young children have been killed or wounded, caught in the line of fire. NBC's John Yang reports on how Chicago is trying to fight back.
5-year-old Jaden Donald may not have superpowers, but he's done something remarkable, narrowly escaping becoming a grim statistic in Chicago's tragic, violent summer.
Who the best, Joe, Spider-Man or Batman?
Returning from a 4th of July party, Jaden and his mom stopped at a park just a block from home.
I didn't realize the difference between the fireworks and the gunshots. And in the midst of it, Jaden got caught running to me in the crossfire.
He was hit in the stomach in what police said was a dispute between rival gang factions. At the hospital, doctors said he was dying and rushed him to surgery.
It's the worst feeling you can ever have, to watch your child go through something and be in so much pain and there's nothing you can do about it. It's the worst feeling ever.
In Chicago, it's an all-too-common feeling. Jaden's one of 4 children younger than 7 shot in July alone.
These gangbangers are not very good shots, right? And they hit the wrong people frequently.
Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy took us around the hard-hit South Side. He says 100 fewer juveniles have been shot this year compared with last year.
It's a day-by-day, minute-by-minute battle that we're fighting to reduce gun violence. That's the overwhelming problem that the city's had for a very long time. And we weren't going to be able to fix it overnight.
McCarthy points to progress. So far, murders are down 26% from last year to the lowest number since 1965. Shootings down 24%.
It's not a task force that comes into the community and invades the community. It's the same officers and the same beat every single day. They get to know the good kids from the bad kids.
Some experts say Chicago's homicides tend to follow a familiar formula.
A couple of young guys plus some sort of a disagreement plus a gun equals dead body.
Police seize more guns in Chicago than in New York and Los Angeles combined. They say the solution isn't just fewer firearms, it's also more opportunities. 22-year-old Zachary Robinson is in a program called One Summer Plus, which provides jobs and mentoring to young people from at-risk neighborhoods.
The hopes keep not only me off the street, but other people that might be doing something violent off the street and doing something positive.
Which could help kids like Jaden Donald spend less time in hospitals.
There's Spider-Man.
And more time being Spider-Man. John Yang, NBC News, Chicago.